Listen, I've probably been the most hesitant to be playing around with the Tiki Talkie, but it is now the number one social media platform out there, and it cannot be denied. So that's why I've been going all in and really maneuvering and finding out how you can make TikTok work for any business that you have without having a gajillion followers. And I have been mastering that in a big way. That's why I want to invite you to a TikTok workshop in March. You do not want to miss it. For more information, just go to rockstalks.co. Totally worth it. You'll love it. Welcome to Rocks Talks. It is the 19th of March, and are we on the first day of spring? Say the first day of spring. Hey, Siri. None of my Siri's. When is the first day of spring? I think it's today. It's today. Happy. Yeah, today. Happy spring. Yeah, that was a... okay. Ooh, it is officially spring. Spring has sprung. I hope you're excited about that. We're going to be talking about the, for once, a good woman tell all on The Bachelor. For once, thank you, Maria. How do you solve a problem like Maria? You don't. You lean in. We're also going to be talking about Kate Middleton. There has been a alleged appearance. AI coming to your iPhone. A what? Seriously? And I know there's one other thing, and I just can't remember what it is, but when we get there, we'll get there. So let's start with last night. Last night was the Woman Tell All. And if you ever watch The Bachelor, the worst episode the worst episode each season tends to be the Woman Tell All or the Men Tell All. It's just boring McBoring, and you know they're going to go after someone and blah, blah, blah. This time, it was actually so good because the person they were going to go after, Maria, who was really who they were trying to make the villain, not they, but the house was trying to make the villain last season. This season, she wasn't a villain. Fan favorite. In fact, I hope she gets to be Bachelorette. She's who I've been rooting for. And she came ready to defend herself. And so did at least half of the women from the house. And it was a beautiful thing. Now, I don't listen. There was some crying and whatnot. One of the girls, Leia, I guess, felt bad, but she was in the wrong. And so there you have it. They did show a really, I'm actually glad they did it. They do it every so often because the bullying online is ridiculous. And the heat that these women get and men get from being on the show is ridiculous. And the, I guess you call her the fourth runner up. She was on there, Rachel. And she had just been, like, they showed her not getting the rose. But it was a couple days after, they filmed it a couple days after the hometown dates. And when she got chosen instead of Maria, essentially, y'all, the hatred for her, and it was like racist hatred. And I knew, like, I heard about it going on. I thought, oh, it's so horrible. I felt so bad for her. But she was on there, and Jesse asked her about it, and she was breaking down talking about it, and it was just so very sad. I hope it makes a difference. The one thing I will say is when people say, like, remember when you're behind your keyboard, someone is reading that, someone is seeing that, and here's my issue with that, honestly. Whenever I see, like, hate like that, it's not so much that people are forgetting someone's watching it. To me, I'm like, well, crap, that's what they really think. Like, you're really going to go to that racist spot or that hateful spot or that abusive, that bullying spot. It means it's inside of your head. And something inside of your head, all of those, like, gates where that tell you no, that tell your id, like, no, don't do that, don't think that, don't say that. You actually go through with it, and you go through it hardcore. It actually kind of scares me to know that there's people out there like that. I don't want to live in fear, but it's sad. It saddens me to know there are people who really do believe that. And when they don't like something or an outcome, they go to the lowest level of really humanity and hate on people for what they look like or who they are. It's just not a pretty thing. I'm glad they addressed it. They have to address it. It's getting worse and worse every year. What they need to say is, like, y'all keep, well, I guess you can't threaten them. We'll get rid of the show, but because some of them might do it even more, who knows. Anyhow, overall, it was a good episode. I was happy to see it. I was thrown off a little bit because I turned on the TV and it wasn't on because Oprah had her Ozempic Mounjaro show, which is interesting because you look at it and you're like, what year am I in? Is Oprah? Like, is the Oprah show back on? Interesting that ABC ran it instead of CBS because, of course, she has ties to CBS with Gayle King being there, her bestie. There have been accusations or predictions since September from Molly McPherson, or McPherson, McPherson. She is a PR guru, and she talks critical. She's about crisis management. You should check her out on TikTok. She's amazing. And what's interesting is she predicted, because of some things that just floated, like news stories and things, that Oprah has stock or would be having stock in Ozempic or something. And that hasn't come out yet, but it is very interesting that she's leaning into this in a big, big way. Just interesting. Wouldn't that be something if Weight Watchers and Ozempic, or Weight Watchers and Mounjaro came together? Whoa. Talk about a mass coup d'etat. Interesting stuff. Kate Middleton was actually seen. Well, let me say that. Let me correct myself. There was a video of Prince William lollygagging around, taking a jaunt with a woman who was brunette, who could have, may or may not have been his wife, that had a shopping bag. It was a blurry, TMZ released it. Maybe someone else did, but TMZ on this side of the world. Blurry, blurry, blurry. And the thing is, like, in 2024, why is everything so grainy? Like, did you pull out your Razor phone? Like, what is going on? And I personally am not convinced, because I do believe there's body doubles out there in the world. If you're a big timer like the president, I think there's body doubles. I really do. No one's told me there isn't. And it makes sense that there would be. I am not convinced that was Kate. It didn't quite look like, I'm not convinced. They need to have her actually speaking. Some people think it was like AI generated. I don't know about that. But they need to actually have her speak, and not just like her in a room recorded. They need to have her at an event at this point, because they have messed up this has been messed up and blundered, because people aren't believing that that's her. I'm skeptical. Why should I believe that after? I shouldn't believe it. I'm just saying. We'll see. I hope she's okay. It's interesting. It's very, very, very interesting. I can't remember the next thing I said we were going to talk about, but I do remember the other thing that I wanted to talk about. So we'll just hop on over there, which happens to be TikTok will make it jump. You know, I've been doing the TikTok workshops, and I'm really excited because next, did I tell you about my April launch? April workshop schedule was launched. I pre-showed it to my pro and my vault, my VIPs. And then yesterday it went out to the list. If you're on the list or you're a VIP, you've got it, you know. One of the things I'm doing, because we did the TikTok workshop, which I have another one going on tomorrow, PS, and by the way, so if you haven't registered, you should. We're going to talk about why TikTok is so amazing. But the other thing is that next month is going to be how to get 500 more followers. And that's what's going to be on. I will tell you, over the last 4 days, 5 days, I've jumped a few hundred followers. So it's doable. How to get, I'm going to show you exactly how I did it, and how I'm going to continue to do it, because you want to get to certain levels. It's kind of like gamification, so you can release certain things that you want for your business or for whatever you might be doing. But here's an interesting thing. Wall Street Journal came out yesterday with just trying to help American society understand what TikTok, the impact of TikTok on the world. So get a load of this. I'm going to give you like social media platforms, just so you know it's shake and bacon, and the amount of time spent per day by Americanas. So we have Pinterest, which is less than 30 minutes. You've got Snapchat, which is just under 30 minutes. So Pinterest might be like 15 minutes. Somewhere between 30 minutes and an hour. Instagram is about 45 minutes people spend on it a day. Facebook is about 50-ish minutes. YouTube is just a hair short of 90 minutes, probably around 80 minutes. And TikTok, 97 minutes. This is why advertisers are clamoring for it. This is why TikTok Shop is huge. This is why I do believe that if you have any desire to sell something, whether it's digital or a program or coaching or product, or to have more influence or impact, you got to be on TikTok, because literally Americans are averaging 97 minutes on this platform. 97 minutes. I'm just saying, that's a lot of time. Also, in the last 4 years, TikTok has just been like going up, 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 and away. I've talked to different experts this week, and they're like, TikTok's not going anywhere. Don't worry. I wasn't actually worried, to be honest with you. But it's just growing and growing and growing. Now, while you might be saying it's the youngsters that are using TikTok, I hear you. But also realize 40% of women are on TikTok. 40% of the people on TikTok are women. 25%. Wait. 40 identify as women. Let me get that right. So the other thing that's really interesting is that when you look at the numbers, and I talk about this in my first TikTok workshop, 62% of them are under 29. But you've got a good 40% that are over, and that's growing and growing. And we know what happens. The youngsters get on something first, and then the moms come and ruin it. Moms, it's time to come and ruin it. I'm just saying, if you're not on TikTok, you are missing out in a big, big way. Isn't that right, Maisie? So she wants to get down, and I'm just not going to let her right now. So if you're not, I will put a link to the TikTok workshop. It's totally worth you coming, checking it out, and learning about it. And if you did take it, or if you have TikTok, but you're like, I need more followers, and it's just not happening. Don't know what I'm doing. I have hair in my mouth because she keeps on laying backwards. You should sign up for my TikTok 2 workshop, which will kick off the first week. And I'll do the first one the first week in April. I am doing it several times because the thought process is once you get going with it, now let's get you get followers. Excited about that rolling out. There was something else I told you we're going to talk about today, y'all. What was it? It was Bachelor. It was TikTok. It was, I didn't tell you that, but it was Kate. I can't remember the other thing. Forgive me, because it is live. Oh, you know what it was? AI. Apple. If you're an Apple person like I am, looks like Google's Genesis or Gemini, their AI. I try and stay away from the AI, but I'm going to be forced to because it looks like there's going to be some Google and Apple are coming together and AI is coming to your phone. What that's going to mean exactly, don't ask me. I don't know yet, but I feel like you need to know. So if you hear people talking about it, you're like, oh, I know that thing. Let me get the name of it because it is Gemini. We'll just see. We'll just see. I know I need to get on the robots are going to take me over one way or the other. So maybe I just need to get on the shtick. Maybe not. We'll see. No promises. All right, y'all, I'm going to leave you. Thank you for being here with me today. Thank you for liking the channel. Thank you for commenting. I respond to all comments. Love your feedback. And go be great. I'll see you tomorrow. Happy spring.